This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Anti-racism protests continue around the world, prompted by the killing of George Floyd, the African-American who died in police custody 3 weeks ago in the Midwestern state of Minnesota. A march in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this morning was called a prayer and protest march. It and other racial equality demonstrators in the United States continue calling attention to the deaths of two more black men, one who was found hanging from a tree in California. The other was fatally shot by police outside a Wendy's fast food restaurant in the southern state of Georgia. The Atlanta Police Department announced early Sunday a police officer was fired and another was placed on administrative duty following the fatal shooting of Rayshard Brooks. Authorities say Brooks snatched an officer's taser and ran during a struggle. The Atlanta police chief resigned hours later. Atlanta's mayor told reporters she doesn't believe the shooting of the 27-year-old was justified. The violent clashes in London led to police arresting over 100 people after thousands of self-styled patriots backed by far-right groups gathered in the central part of the city. Television footage showed some agitators throwing punches, bottles, and smoke bombs at officers, as well as scuffling with rival protesters supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. Those assembling said they were there to guard statues and memorials vandalized during recent anti-racism protests sparked by Floyd's killing in the U.S. Protests turned violent in France Saturday as riot police fired tear gas at some protesters while arresting others during anti-racism rallies in Paris and Nantes, France. The first clashes erupted after 3 hours of peaceful gathering, where rights groups say accusations of brutal treatment by French police of residents of often immigrant background remain largely unaddressed. This is VOA News.